Wildcat. Haskins breaks to the right. He's in. Touchdown, Michigan, behind a block of Ben Mason. And the Wolverines score against the Buckeyes with 14-23 left to play in the football game. And they're going to stay out there and go for 2 points.
97-1 the ticket. Michigan loses 56-27 to Ohio State. Their eighth loss in a row. Their 15th loss in the last 16 tries against the Buckeyes. And I, Brian Chapman, am telling you that if Michigan is serious about their rivalry with Ohio State, then Jim Harbaugh will be fired. That's, yes, basically me calling for Jim Harbaugh to be fired. And let me also say that I don't believe at all that Jim Harbaugh will be fired as head coach of Michigan football. I think it's silly for some folks out there to say, well, maybe he'll just move on. No, he's not going to move on. He's not going to say, sorry, I can't get it done. I'm leaving. I'm going to go to the NFL. He's going to stay. And if Michigan fans would prefer that they have another head coach because he's not getting it done, the answer is not to say, well, let's just hope he moves on. No, the answer is to say, it's unacceptable. You deserve to be fired. By the way, I've been saying for years that there's one big reason why Ohio State has been winning this rivalry and winning this rivalry comfortably. After Saturday's game, multiple Buckeye players confirmed what I said, confirmed my beliefs. At 104, I'll share with you what they were saying. But getting back to Jim Harbaugh, once again, I think that if Michigan fans are serious about this rivalry, they will fire Jim Harbaugh because Jim Harbaugh is 0-5 against Ohio State. Never in the history of this Michigan-Ohio State rivalry has there ever been a head coach start out the rivalry 0-5. And when you look at the fact that four of the games were Buckeye wins by double digits, three of them were by at least 23 points, it's not even close right now. I said after Michigan's win against Michigan State, when they got to 8-2 on the season, that the win was nice and they were certainly seeing some momentum. I said on my show after that, when a lot of Michigan State fans were calling in saying they thought that Michigan had a chance or that Michigan would actually beat Ohio State, that the turnaround was nice, but I wouldn't make a decision about whether or not Harbaugh should stay or go until after the Buckeye game. At the time, I said I wanted to see what they do in their final two games. And if they win both games, then Jim Harbaugh should return. I said that if they lose both games, then he should certainly be fired. You can't lose to Indiana and Ohio State and finish 8-4 and say that you're meeting Michigan's high expectations. At the time, I also said that Indiana would squeak out a win against Michigan. I was wrong about that. At the time, I also said that if Michigan beats Indiana and they lose to Ohio State, it would depend on how Michigan lost to Ohio State. If Michigan lost by a field goal, lost by 7, 8, 9, 10 points, you know what? That's progress. That would be progress for Michigan. It would be significant progress over losing 62-39 last year. It would be the closest that any team had come to beating Ohio State this year. And it would make sense to bring them back if they lost by 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 10 points. But if they got blown out again, then it would be a different story. And what happened? 56-27, and I think the Buckeyes just scored another touchdown. 56-27. How can you say that Michigan is making progress towards beating Ohio State when they lose 56-27? A lot of folks thought coming into this year that this Big Ten would be handed to Michigan on a silver platter because they had a starting quarterback returning and Urban Meyer was out. I didn't think it was going to be that easy. And I actually predicted Michigan to go 9-3, and I was right about that. But I don't want to sit here and talk about all day about how I was right about this Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. The fact of the matter is, there is no progress when you go from losing by 23 points last year to losing by 29 points this year. If Michigan cares about this rivalry at all with Ohio State, then this cannot be acceptable. You have to fire Harbaugh. and you have to fire him right now. If Michigan doesn't fire Jim Harbaugh, how can they make the argument that they're taking this rivalry seriously? Especially when not only is he the first coach to start out 0-5 against his rival in the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, but do you think that the Deep South Buckeye fan base would tolerate one of their head coaches going 0-5 to start out the rivalry? I don't think so. Most of these games, once again, are not squeakers, considering four have been double-digit losses and three have been losses by at least 23 points. You look back at these five games. In 2016, it was a three-point loss in OT. In 2017, it was an 11-point loss. In 2018, last year, it was a 23-point loss. And in his first year, 2015, and this year, 29. Most of the time, when Harbaugh coaches against Ohio State, it's a blowout loss. Do you think that Ohio State fans would want to see Ryan Day back for a sixth year if in his first 5 years, his team was losing by an average of 19 points per game? I don't think so. That's because they take this rivalry seriously. In ordinary circumstances, 9 or 10 wins isn't up to keep a coach. And if with 9 or 10 wins, Jim Harbaugh was beating Ohio State, let's say, once every 3 or once every 4 years, okay. You could argue even that 9 or 10 wins is okay if it's just a play here or a play there in all 5 games and Michigan loses by 7 points or less 5 times in a row. But they're not competitive. They weren't competitive this year. They weren't competitive last year when Michigan was favored. When's Michigan going to beat them? When is Michigan going to be competitive against the Buckeyes? If the answer is not now, let's fire Jim Harbaugh, then obviously Michigan fans are content with 9 or 10 wins and always losing their final regular season game. And when you always lose to Ohio State in the regular season, you're just not going to the Big Ten championship game because the Big Ten runs through Ohio State. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text is 97136. I am Brian Chapman, 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1 The Ticket.